Zok the Hilga Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Chala Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel. Before someone is mafresh chala, he is obligated to make a bracha. Now, brachas don't stop a mitzvah. The rule is bracha eina mekeves as a mitzvah. For example, if you take a lulav and esrog, you're supposed to make a bracha. If you don't make a bracha, you're still yaitz of the mitzvah. So you're still yaitz of the mitzvah of chala if you don't make a bracha. But lichat chila, you're not supposed to separate chala in a way that somehow you can't make a bracha. When would I not be able to make a bracha? Well, it's aser to make a bracha or to say any davar shebekidusha if there's not a tzniyastika situation there. The pasuk says, "V'lo yira bacha ervas davar." Even davar, even saying words of kedusha, is aser if there's a lack of tzniyas. So the Mishnah tells us as follows: Ha'isha yeshaves, an isha can sit v'kaitz and separate chala aruma, even if she is not fully clothed, she can make the bracha. Why? Because it's easier for her to cover herself in the ground. Avol lo ya'ish, but not for a man. And therefore he won't be able to make the bracha. Vayter zok the Mishnah, mi she'eino yachol la'aseis lo yisase b'tahara. Someone is making a dough and there's a shi'ur chala here. So he has to be careful to try to keep it tahar until he separates chala. If the dough will become tameh before he separates chala, the challah will be tummy, and the kain won't be allowed to eat it. So what can a person do if he is tummy? He doesn't have a mikvah to tivel himself in. Or let's say he has a type of tummy that goes for many days. Even if he would tivel himself in the mikvah, he's not ready yet. He needs to bake bread. He needs to bake challah. So misha in yachol asos isase b'tahara, if he can't make his dough b'tahara. So the Tanakhama says, here's our eitzah for him. Yasena kabin. We've already explained that the minimum shear for challah is 1 1/4 kav of flour, which is the same as 5 1/4 kavim of flour. So if each challah here is only a kav, it's less than the shear that you have to separate challah from. Normally, we wouldn't do things in such a way to try to avoid a mitzvah, but over here, he's tamei. So this would be the best etzah. Each dough should be only a kav. There shouldn't be a chiv challah. He shouldn't have to be mafresh betumah. As I held to Tanakhama. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, Yasenu betuma. He has no choice. Let him make the chal even though he's tameh. And let him make a large dough. That's mechuyev chal. But he shouldn't avoid the mitzvah of chal by making little doughs. Shekashem shu koira le tahira. Just like you can say, this is chal for a dough that's tahar. Kachu koira le tmeh. You can say, this is chal for a dough that's tameh. Lizu koira chal b'shem. In regard to the dough that's tar, he says it's called challah. Well, the zukar challah b'shem. And even in regard to a dough that's tar, he also says it's challah. Lamai said has kiddusha of challah. Avol kabim, if he's going to try to outsmart the system, so to speak, and make a little dough, each one is only a kav, ein lam chelik b'shem. So there's no shem challah, there's no kiddusha here. So in other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's better to separate challah b'tumah than to avoid separating challah. Either the kohen won't be able to eat it, but there's a kedusha of challah. The Torah wants this kedusha. So, chazing over our Mishnah, the Mishnah told us there has to be an inyan of tznius. Things have to be covered in order to be able to make a bracha. And if not, you shouldn't separate challah if you can't make the bracha. Mishnah told us if someone cannot make his dough b'tahara, according to the Tanakhama, so make small doughs that don't have a chi of challah. But if you're tamei, I don't want you to separate challah from a dough that's tummy. The kohen won't be able to eat it. You'll have challah that's tummy. Rabbi Kiva says, no. Even challah that's tummy has a shame challah. There's kiddusha, and don't avoid the kiddusha.